So Eric loved the atmosphere there, and it was also something like a godsend to us, which they didn't know. They invited us, and we're very honored that he came. But for us, it was just like a heaven sent away, because we just had spent our last cent. And, you know, that we got three meals a day there was very, very gratefully accepted, and they didn't know that. But it was for us very, very welcome, because the summer was always a dry season. He had no lessons in the summer. His students went to wherever they came from, you know. They usually didn't all come from Los Angeles. They came from other parts of the country and returned to their homes, you know, and it was a dry season that it was hard to get any, make a penny or something. And so we were there, and it was an atmosphere that was very congenial to what Eric felt it. But there were lectures about the Bible, very interesting things, history, you know. And especially Eric was always interested in the very ancient times of the biblical times, and this was, you know, very, very going into depths into these things, and the scholars, you know, teaching them about these things. And there were a lot of very interesting young people, and he got quite a few students there who were very gifted. One of them is Leon Levitch, you know, who was at that time there. That became Eric's students. And there was a fellow by the name of Greenberg, who was only 18 years and made a beautiful violin sonata. And Eric had great hopes for him. But he went back to New York, and he founded or became manager of a record company. And, you know, commercialized somehow. It's strange. Character has to do something too.
Right.
You have to have a very strong character and be able to take all these adversities and really stick to it. If talent, it isn't alone the talent.
Right.
Character.
Now, what did Eric do there in addition to lecturing? Was he responsible for teaching theory, or did he have a lot of time to himself?
He had a lot of time to himself, but he did some lectures. But that was rather a pleasure, because one also very gifted student was Yehudi Weiner, who was the son of Lazar Weiner, who was himself quite a known composer at that time in New York, who was from New York and went then back to New York. We have lost, he was an excellent pianist and very gifted. So it was very stimulating.
Then it was in this kind of atmosphere that he created the Brandeis Sonata?
Yeah. So he had a lot of time for himself, and he could compose. He did not compose as much as he would have wanted to, because it was very hot. And the piano that he could use was in a kind of a barn, you know.
I see.
And the barn got very, very hot, and it was those times when the temperature, it's semi-desert there in the Simi Valley, and very often the temperature was 115 degrees, and that wasn't very good for me.
And this sonata was dedicated to Tansman. Were you still in close contact with the Tansman family?
Yeah, we would correspond quite frequently. I think they had by this time gone back to Paris.
I see.
But Eric corresponded regularly with him.
This is probably Eric's most successful instrumental composition. It was performed widely by Israel Baker and Yalta Menuhin, and finally recorded by them. Do you recall at all how they got involved?
No, for some reason I forgot how we met them, but I think that Israel was at that time planning like a concert tour and was looking for a new work. And Eric said that he would write work for him. But I forgot how we met them and through what circumstances. They did play eventually often at Brandeis, Eric's work. But I don't think that we met them at Brandeis or through Brandeis. You know, we were constantly in contact with musicians at that time, and so